Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues. Always look forward to your dialogue, discussion, your input on the subject of the day. We're looking forward to you dialing that number, 904-831-0917, 831-0917. That's our way of knowing that you're tuned in, that you're listening, that it's something that is edifying, beneficial, and challenging as you hear the issues brought forth each and every day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We call it the Truth Book. It's called having a central biblicist worldview. Someone asked on one occasion, what in the world does that mean, a central biblicist worldview? Very simply put, it means that everything that we see happening in society, whether it's politically, whether it's militarily, socially, theologically, we look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? How should we respond to it? There's a vast difference in just seeing things take place and nonchalantly thinking that it is all because of man, that it's all because of government, that it's all because of some politician, or that it's all just happening kind of randomly. I want us to understand that there are things that's taking place today that's manipulated, that is masterminded, that's being carried out by a globalist mindset, and might frighten you, might be of some concern or bring in consternation. And I hate to break the news if you don't already know it. Joe Biden is not in control. Joe Biden is the puppet. The puppeteer happens to be Barack Hussein Obama, George Soros, and others behind the scenes that are total Marxist, socialist, communist, that's in control of our government today. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, today there's no privacy, there's no real freedom, there's no place to hide. Big Brother is in control of every aspect of our lives today. Whether it be medical or otherwise, Big Brother, the federal government, and the arms, the eyes, the ears, the legs, i.e. Big Tech, working in concert with Big Brother, in total control of what we do, where we go, and what we say, what we buy, and what we sell. Ladies and gentlemen, lest you have failed to understand what I have said for quite some time, we're on the fast track for setting the stage for the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, to step on the scene when the sudden seizure of the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, snatched out in what is called the rapture. May I say to you, that's the next thing on the calendar of God, and we're watching God's hand at work, working through the free choice, the volitional choice of human beings, making the decision, but God is ultimately in sovereign control and bringing about His plan and His purpose for this old universe. It ought not to take us by surprise when we understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we have some very evil, some very wicked, unethical people in charge of the fast track for the destiny of America, and yea, even for the globe. Today, ladies and gentlemen, just think for a moment. The CDC, the FDA, the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, IRS, United States Postal Service, Google, Instagram, Yahoo, all of our emails, all of our text messages, everything is monitored today. There's nothing that is secret from the government. There's nothing that is not known by the government. We're in a position today that fulfills what is said in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I've said time and time again, I believe we're in a state of mourning in America today as never before. In fact, it is very clear in Psalms 146 and verse 3, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help, and may I add, and no hope. We need to place our faith and trust and hope in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, nothing more and nothing less. So when we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on a biblical worldview, a central biblicist worldview that goes back to the centrality of what does the Word of God say. There's no other hope, there's no other benefit, there's no other blessing, nor the potentiality or possibility of living in this world lest we have a biblical worldview and realize what God is doing, and is doing it through the human volitional decisions of man. When we think about it, ladies and gentlemen, that's the reason I called it the truth book, John 8:31-32. The Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. It is the truth of the word of God that has the final foremost authority. In fact, in Psalms 117:2, it says, truth of the Lord endures forever. That is, it does not deteriorate, does not change, does not vacillate, is not modulated, is not eviscerated, is not destroyed. It stands. Now, there are multitudes today that have tried to beat against it, chide against it, challenge it, and trying to eviscerate it, but it stands, ladies and gentlemen. It is a fact, just as in the Orwellian dystopian novel, 1984, by George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. He made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be factually true today. But the problem is, in America today, as I find from the studies of research, one article says, most young Americans say there's no absolute truth. When we get away from the indelible first, the original, the truth, when we get away from that, everybody's truth seems to be what everybody believes. And it is so today. This article states that 55% of Americans, 18 to 29 years of age, believe that they determine their own truth. This article states further, the loss of truth has grave consequences for any community, justice system, as a sense of purpose, and mental health. I'm not aware of any civilization, this writer says, that has abandoned the reality to the existence and survival. The good news is that Americans still hold out hope that each person can and may make a difference. If there ever was a time to stand for truth, it is now. And I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus, made a similar statement. He said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, love the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And may I commit that to you and submit that that is where we need to be today, is to stand for truth and be willing to live our lives in such a way that we're defending truth. We do that each and every day on this broadcast. This is the reason we love to hear from you and allow you to have your dialogue and discussion. Some have used the term, well, you know, I'd just like to get in my 2 cents worth. Maybe you can get in 5 cents worth. If you are interested in the broadcast each and every day, if it means something to you, if it challenges you, if it is inspirational and encouraging to you, though sometimes it might sound difficult to embrace, I challenge you to get involved. Listen up and learn what is taking place through the prism of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Condon Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is conveniently located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. right in the heart of Mandarin. There's a wonderful benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for a Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for a Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for a Time, all of the employees, to be off on Sunday to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, you're invited to drop by Tools for a Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for a Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, sometimes I get so caught up and carried away, if you please, in the dialogue and discussion, the information that I'd like to impart each and every day, that I fail to go back and invite you to call. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your dialogue and discussion are very important to us. We're talking about a subject today, Big Brother controlling every move. Did you realize that every email that you send, when you type the email and you click send, it is filtered, it is tracked, it is traced, it is reviewed? Do you realize that every word, every phrase, every bit of information that you put on the Facebook, some call it Facebook, on Facebook, the meta data system, do you realize that every bit of that is traced, tracked, and data banked so that they will know who you are, where you are, and what you're doing, who you're talking with, all family members, all connective dots of who you have communicated with? The same is true on TikTok, although with TikTok, all of that data is being uploaded by the Communist Chinese Party, where everything that you say, everything that you do, everything that you watch is all data banked in the Communist Chinese Party data equipment so that every American citizen, in fact, when President Trump was in office, he rejected TikTok, tried to prevent it from being put into effect in America. Once he was out of office, and Joe Biden, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist dictator leader, immediately approved TikTok in America. Now we have major numbers of congressmen that are saying that it was a mistake, we need to do something. But ladies and gentlemen, there's no cliche that I used to hear my mother say, once the milk's poured out, it's hard to put the milk back in a bottle. And as a result of that, we're watching that being the case today. But the point that I want us to make and the journey that I want us to travel, the things that I want us to look at and analyze today is the fact that we are not doing anything in private. In fact, many are not aware of the fact that under the U.S. Postal Service, they have an entire division of postal workers that do nothing but follow every piece of mail and every person that sends and receives the mail. They put that in a databank and they track and follow all that you're doing through the U.S. Postal Services. Ladies and gentlemen, through Google, through Instagram, through Twitter, Twitter may or may not make a change, but through Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Google, all of the big tech and social media platforms today, ladies and gentlemen, are an outreach arm of the federal government. And we're just now finding, through some of the interrogation that's taking place through some of the Senate subcommittees and through the House subcommittees and committees, doing some interviews of some of the people that are involved, we're discovering more and more that the big tech organizations and the social media platforms have been involved with tracking, tracing, and following and reporting back to the federal government for quite some time now. I don't know if there's any possibility of it being turned around. I don't know if there's any possibility, if Donald Trump were to go back into office, that he could put the genie back in the bottle. I don't think that he could. And when he went into the office and 2017, 2018, had an opportunity to majorly change things in America, because the Republicans are in charge of the Oval Office, in charge of the House and the Senate, but because of Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell and others like that, rhinos, ladies and gentlemen, they restrained President Trump, they withheld information, they prevented him from moving forward to cleaning up the sewer. It wasn't a swamp as he thought it was an absolute sewer, and he was not able to do what he wanted to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, the point that I want us to understand today, that we're in serious, serious declension as a nation. I've said that no longer can we call ourselves a constitutional republic, though officially we are. No longer can we say we are have a representation, a representative form of government, because that has failed us. Our nation's freedoms and futures, ladies and gentlemen, are all in one person's hands today. For all practical purposes, it's Joe Biden. He's the face of the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party that's in control of what is called the Democratic Party today. He is the one that is the face of it, and it's Joe Biden that now with some 90 executive orders that's made decisions to basically destroy the constitutionality of the United States of America. It is being destroyed. Our rights, our Bill of Rights. It's Joe Biden that said some 8 times in the election process and now in the 2 years that he's been in the Oval Office that our Bill of Rights are not absolute. They're not guaranteed. They can be modulated, modified, changed, or eviscerated at will. That's his position. So anytime you see these things taking place and you think somehow, some way, what's happened to our Bill of Rights? Where do we stand on that? Why can't this dude be stopped? It's because of executive orders that he has the power to do these things, knowing that if it's challenged in court, it'd be a year, 2 years, 3 years before the courts ultimately render a decision and say, Joe Biden, you were wrong, but it's too late to put the genie back in the bottle at that time. Ladies and gentlemen, you recall that back in the apex of COVID, the COVID plandemic, it was a pandemic, but it's planned. In fact, Bill Gates, on a video that I've watched, Bill Gates back in 2014-2015 made the statement, made the de facto statement that if we could vaccinate enough people, now hear me, this is Bill Gates' statement, if we could vaccinate enough people, you would think that the next thing he'd say, that we could save lives. He said, no, if we can get enough people vaccinated, we might be able to reduce the global population by a billion, billion and a half people. Did you hear what I just said? That came out of the mouth of Bill Gates. And as a result of things of that nature that's being moved behind the scenes and the national health emergency that we still are under, Joe Biden, by executive order, declared a national health emergency. And under the national health emergency, he can institute and instigate anything by executive order he wants to do without having to go through the House or the Senate in order to confirm it or to authorize it in a legal channel. Ladies and gentlemen, he refuses to give up that control and operation via the executive orders with the national health emergency. We today are still operating under a national health emergency, and Joe Biden refuses to lift that order. It gives him dictatorial control over our lives. But this is just, ladies and gentlemen, all of that's just preliminary. All of that's just basic monologue getting into the real issues that I want us to talk about today. All of that is simply the icing on the cake. All of that is simply the stage being set to say to you two or three things that are imperative for us to understand where we are and what we're doing in our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just a small piece of the total control global reset puzzle that's taking place. And we are in a total global reset plandemic that is taking place. It is through the globalists of America and around the world that we're watching the global reset. That is resetting everything that's called fundamental rights, everything that we see as the future of the world, everything that we see and know as to future and present wealth in the world, who holds the wealth, who will get the wealth. We're watching a tectonic change in the wealth in the world, who's in control, and who holds the purse strings to control the globe. We're watching that happen. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when the bow is finally tied and placed on the events that we see taking place. Because based on the authority of Scripture, we'll talk about it further in this broadcast today, at your leisure study, Revelation, the 13th chapter, and you'll discover that there's coming a day when an individual will step on the scene. He's called the lawless one. He is called the man of sin. He is called the Antichrist, that will step on the scene. And perhaps you've read that text. Perhaps you've heard your pastor preach on that text. And there's always been a wonderment among biblical academics and theologians How in the world can one person step on the scene and control the whole world? It's because we and the world today, and America's right in step with it, we're setting the stage digitally so that the Antichrist can watch, can see, can track, can trace, and control every human being on the face of the globe. That is literally taking place today. The two major things, ladies and gentlemen, that I believe we need to understand that is taking place that sets the stage. Ladies and gentlemen, the first one is the coming digital currency, and the second is the advent of electronic vehicles. Now, there are other things that play into that same picture, and we'll talk about some of them. Time will not allow us to go into great detail on all of it, but two major events, two major things that's on the horizon, and that is the coming digital currency on the fast track today, and the second thing is the coming forced use of, ownership of, and the driving of electric vehicles. Now, you say, well, how do those two things play together? Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good question, but it's part of Big Brother controlling where we go, what we do, what we buy, what we spend, if we travel, if we do not travel, if you go to the doctor, if you go to the hospital, if you buy a suit of clothes, if you give a contribution to a political candidate, if you want to buy a pack of cigarettes, if you want to buy a pack of chewing gum, whatever it may be. You might think today you can buy that juicy fruit chewing gum, and that's what you've done. But ladies and gentlemen, in the future, with digital currency, the e-currency, the Fed coin, that's going to be something that's trackable and traceable. As innocent as it might sound, it boils down to the fact that there will be no secrets because Big Brother, the federal government, will know everything that you do, everything that we buy, every place that we go, all that we spend will be viewed by the federal government and can be controlled to either allow or disallow it to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, you might recall that in March of 2020, Joe Biden gave an executive order for the House and the Senate and all of those within the realm of the U.S. Treasury to start putting in place what they call digital currency. It is the central bank digital currency, the CBDC, the central bank digital currency that will be known as the Fed coin. That's been on the fast track now since. In fact, Nancy Pelosi tried to roll that into the major budget of this past year so that it automatically would become full-fledged law through passing of the budget. Fortunately, that was seen, heard, found, carved out, was not in the budget. But ladies and gentlemen, as unless something intervenes, unless there's some change, digital currency is to be in effect in America by July, hear me, July of 2023. Digital currency, the Fed coin, is to become effective July of 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something that I find fascinating in relationship to what we see taking place and how it is going to happen. And that is the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, somehow, some way, there's a mindset that what you have, you can keep. What you've earned is yours, and nobody can take it from you. That your money is your money. You've got it in a safety deposit box. You've got it in the bank. You've got it in CDs or whatever it may be, and that somehow, some way, it is safe. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that that is simply no longer the case when the Fed coin, when the central bank currency goes into effect. It will be that which can be yours one day and gone the next day. It can be that which you hold today and think that you have, and it'll be gone the next day. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to know what is going to take place unless you look at it through a central biblicist worldview and recognize that that is one of the things that is going to happen based on the authority of Scripture. It is something that is talked about in the Proverbs text, that you can have something that's like taking up eagle's wings and flying away. You got it one moment and it's gone the next. And that's what we see on the horizon. Today, ladies and gentlemen, let me read you an article in part. Because you see, the push for the Fed coin, the digital currency, through the central bank, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And I just told you that it's supposed to be in full-fledged effect by July of 2023. Here's an article that says, New York Fed announces the test of the digital dollar with its major banks. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York and major banks will launch a three-month test of a digital dollar, digital currency, studying its feasibility. This just went into effect, ladies and gentlemen, this three-month study for the state of New York just went into effect in November. And it's taking place now, not just in New York, but I'll read you the article in a moment. But it's taking place across the nation through the Federal Reserve banks and their bankers, their banks that bank with that particular division of the federal bank. This article says the initiative was announced by the regional Federal Reserve Bank and nearly a dozen financial institutions on Tuesday. A news release referred to the experiment as proof of concept project, in which the banks will work with the Feds and New York Innovation Center to stimulate and to simulate digital currency, digital money, representing the deposits of their customers and the customer banks. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Federal Reserve Bank of the state of New York and all of its associated, and like the article says, dozens of financial institutions that work through the Federal Reserve System in New York are testing the digital currency, the digital dollar, across the state of New York. They'll be testing it, and what I would call testing it by putting on trainer wheels to make sure that the systems work before they flip the switch and everything takes place with the transfer. We're going to talk about how this is going to be implemented. We'll talk about what it will do to the currency that you have in your shoebox under your bed. We'll talk about what it's going to do in relationship to any gold or silver that you think you might have that's a little safety shield, and what could take place just as it did in 1970 with the president of the United States at that time that caused it to simply by fiat be something that you could not own, could not have up until that time from 1929 through 1970. It was something that could not be bought and hoarded by the citizens, and that was gold, until we went off the gold standard, Gold Act, in 1970 through Richard Nixon, that allowed it to go back into the marketplace, and it set a standard at $35 an ounce. At that time, it's far beyond that today. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for the digital currency, the Fed coin. Have you wondered why things like cryptocurrency, have you wondered why all of the cryptocurrency and the digital currency that's out there privately held, privately owned today, well, all of a sudden they're collapsing? On the early morning news, there was another major cryptocurrency organization that's gone belly up, bankrupt. We've seen that happen now, two major ones in the past 30 days, and there's about six or eight others out there, all of them leaning on the, how can you put it, leaning on the lack of common sense of the public that's buying into it, thinking that's some real investment. It's investing in fiat dollars. It's investing in that which is just simply a puff of smoke that you cannot put your hands on. And that's what electronic currency is about. And ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you that the digital currency is on the way. The idea to become internationally competitive is what they say. Our Federal Reserve banks are saying for America to be internationally competitive in the banking market, in the financial market, we've got to do so. Let me put this little parenthetical footnote in place before we go further. Across the world, nation after nation after nation are in the process of switching over partially or completely to a some type of fiat digital currency. China's been doing it since 2014. We'll talk about that and what China has done with that. We'll talk about where we're going in relationship to the total control of what you do, what you buy, where you go, and what you spend. And it's on the fast track, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason I call it Big Brother is watching. There's no hiding. There's no hiding. Big Brother's controlling every move, everything you buy and everything you sell. And it's going exponentially worse as the days go by. Hang on there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.